Hudson Headwaters is a network of 19 community health centers across 5,600 square miles of the Adirondacks and northeastern New York State. The facilities are located mostly in rural areas, and services are coordinated with regional medical centers. CEO Dr. Tucker Slingerland was in Plattsburgh recently and described to WAMC North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley the role of the network and a new initiative that will bring mobile health to small communities.
The part that we do, the part that we're specialized in, is really primary care, and that's seeing patients from even prenatal care all the way to some patients who are over 100 years old and everything in between. So the work that we do, the part of the broader system that we do, is family medicine, internal medicine, pediatrics, OBGYN, some outpatient psychiatric care, substance treatment, and even school-based programs and a mobile dental program we have. So we view ourselves as really part of a much larger fabric of healthcare services that a population needs. And the other major partners we have are really our hospital partners. They provide many services that we do not, including emergency rooms and operating rooms and inpatient units. And those things are as important as the outpatient work that we do. So we really are working closely, more than we ever have, with any number of partners. But the part we do is closer to home, but it's really only part of a much larger spread of services that patients and communities, I think, need.
Dr. Slingerland, has technology been a factor in Hudson Headwaters' expansion to the rural areas?
Yeah, definitely. We have an electronic medical record that we've been using now for almost 10 years. And what's nice about that is we can, in real time, take the pulse of the health of the entire population that we serve. We have almost 100,000 patients today relying on Hudson Headwaters. We can do a deeper dive and say, okay, what can we do? What initiatives can we take on to help out with diabetes? What can we do better around heart disease? How do we best meet the needs of patients with opiate addiction? A good example is we realize that, given the number of patients we have, that there's a sizable population of folks who probably have hepatitis C who don't realize it. So we did a campaign across the whole network to really try to screen more people. We really view the work that we're doing at the population level and trying to figure out, what can we do to improve the general health of our population.
Well, along those lines, you got a grant to create mobile vans.
We realize that there are many communities, both in the Adirondacks and surrounding communities, that are quite small but have a population, a group of people who are really getting sicker over time, partly because folks are getting older. And traditionally, we've built health centers, but we thought, well, maybe mobile's a way to bring the health to some of these smaller places that would be hard to sustain a traditional health center in. So with the help of the Wood Foundation, we have an incredible opportunity to essentially build a fleet of mobile units. 2020 is our planning year, but our hope is that by the end of the year we'll have a mobile unit that we can start to take out to some of these communities. And we feel like we're well on our way to bringing something that will reach a lot of patients that otherwise may not get care and help us better understand those communities as well.
And you said that 2020 is the planning year to get the vans designed and ready.
Correct.
When do you think they'll be on the road?
They take about 10 months to build. They're customized. They look like our nicest exam rooms within the network. So I think, we have to pick a designer and pick a company to do that and then order the first one. All that work is happening right now. And hopefully by this time next year, we'll have the first one on the road. And I think that'll be super exciting. It's including some things that we weren't expecting. Like, there are some communities where internet access is really a challenge. So we may need to use some special technology to connect to the internet. They use a lot of electricity, so we'll need partners that will let us plug in. So unfortunately, there's no playbook that you can purchase to tell you how to do this. So we're learning a lot, but we're very excited, and it's one of many great initiatives I think we have going right now. A lot more to come on that. But we're hoping to have two big, they'll be more like buses, and then hopefully in the future one or two smaller vans for specific needs. And those might include some social determinants of health. We've realized that to provide really good health care, you've got to think broader and get into some things that maybe we haven't done before. And we could provide the best possible health care in the world, but if we're not helping people address issues around housing and food and work and education, you know, we're really going to fall short. So some of the other initiatives, some of the other things I think we're going to get more involved in are some of those social determinants that really, really, really impact people's health.
Hudson Headwaters was 10th nationally by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services in a ranking of 1,273 centers in 2018 for best overall clinical performance of all federally qualified health centers. By way of disclosure, Hudson Headwaters has been a WAMC underwriter. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.